Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity for jihad and the virtues of striving morning and evening in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing we are taught is it doesn't matter what our circumstances are, we always put our attention and we always put our focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can happen that when a person is weak and when a person doesn't have too much of, for example, military might, doesn't have military muscle, then at that time now the emphasis is more on dua, the emphasis more on amal, the emphasis is more on good actions and connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, when now there is military might and military muscle and outwardly they look to see that we are very strong, then the thought can come in the mind that our efforts and our power and our wealth and our abilities can allow us and will make us win the battle or be successful. A Muslim all the time, in whatever situation he is, his attention is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not on his military muscle, not on his financial means, not on his ability. One is at the level of jihad which we're doing, and one is on general daily, day-to-day level, is that we don't put trust in our wealth, we don't put trust in our health, we don't put trust in the means that Allah ta'ala has given us. We use the means, but we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, we'll do two ahadith with regards to dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite his close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuously he would be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is very important, and very often we forget it. Whatever we see, we attribute it to military means, we attribute it to might, we attribute it to wealth, we attribute it to outward asbab. Asbab means, we attribute it to outward means, but it should actually be attributed directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first hadith that we do today, عن عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض أيامه التي لقي فيها العدو وانتظر حتى مالت الشمس ثم قام في الناس فقال أيها الناس لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو واسألوا الله العافية فإذا لقيتموهم فاصبروا واعلموا أن الجنة تحت ظلال السيوف ثم قال اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب أهزمهم وانصرنا عليهم متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ بن ابی عوفا رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that on one occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confronted the enemy, he waited until the sun passed its zenith. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited till after midday, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and said, O people, do not desire to meet the enemy. Do not desire to meet the enemy. لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. What this means, it may sound strange what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that do not desire to meet the enemy. In other words, we're doing this out of need. Person is there in battle out of need. He's not desiring that he must be. In other words, he's not being proud of himself. When a person is being proud of himself, that I want to go and I want to meet the enemy and I want to fight because of his pride, this is not something that we want to do. In other words, we don't want to exhibit pride and we don't want to have any type of pride. From other ahadith we learn why. Is because at that moment of meeting, a person doesn't know what will come through his mind, what will go through his mind, what he will say. Now when he is in a condition of peace, he's saying, I want to meet the enemy, and his desire is, I want to go and fight immediately with the enemy, I want to meet head on with the enemy. He's saying that now in the situation. But if he's in a situation head face to face with the enemy, what he may say at that time, he may utter words of kufr, he may even sacrifice his deen at that moment. We don't know what a person will do. So don't be of that type that you are boastful and desirous of meeting the enemy. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. He's not saying that don't desire to be in jihad, but don't desire to be at that point where now you at the point of fighting the enemy. Oh people, do not desire to meet the enemy. Ask Allah ta'ala for well-being. This is what we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was'alullah al-afiyah. Ask Allah ta'ala for well-being. However, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now says, but when you do meet the enemy, then remain steadfast. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُوهُمْ فَاصْبِرُوا. Remain steadfast. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ ظِلَالِ السُّيُوفِ. Know that Jannat lies between the shade of the swords. We explained this before, what this hadith means. What a beautiful way of explaining that how close a person is to entering Jannat is just below the shade of the sword. Either he's going to be killed or he's going to be killing someone in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made O Allah, the one who revealed the book. Allahumma munzil al-kitab. O Allah, the one who revealed the book. Mujriyas sahab, the one who sends clouds. Hazim al-ahzab, the one who defeats the enemies. Last part. Ahzimhum mansurna alayhim. That O Allah, defeat them and help us against them. In other words, we're not putting the trust in ourselves. Trust is solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is, attention is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Revelation of the book here, what it means is that it refers to the bounty of the year after, namely Islam. That Allah ta'ala revealed the book. Allah ta'ala had not only sent Quran, Allah had given us Islam. Allah had given us our whole deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praising Allah ta'ala being the one that grants all these bounties, serves as a perfect guide for us to request and make dua. That when we're making dua, that always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we make dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is starting off by praising Allah ta'ala and then going into what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking. So this is something we must keep in mind. Whenever we make dua, try to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and then we make dua. One more short hadith. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثنتان لا تردان أو قل ما تردان الدعاء عند النداء وعند البأس حين يلحم بعضهم بعضا رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that two things are not rejected. Or رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said two things are rarely rejected. One is the dua at the time of the call to salah. One is the dua at the time of the call for salah. That means at the time of azan. We explained this in another hadith, that between the azan and the iqamat, a person makes dua, his duas are accepted. Ulama explain different, they give different explanation. Some say it's after the time of the azan till before the iqamat. Some say, no, from the time of the azan till after the iqamat. And then there are others that say, no, it is from after the azan till after the iqamat. So these are just a different variation in explanation when du'as are accepted. But the time in general is the time between the adhan and the iqamat. So this is what this hadith is also making reference to. That two things are not rejected or rarely rejected. A du'a at the time of the call to salah, at the time of azan, and du'a in the battle when they are fighting the enemy. At that time when we're fighting, when the people are fighting the enemy, then at that time the du'as of a person is answered. At the time of salah, one's hidden enemy is there, shaitan. He tries to cause spiritual harm. And at the time of war, the open enemy is there to try to cause physical harm. Hence, at these two times, Allah Ta'ala's special assistance comes down to those that turn the attention to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. This one may be the battle, we don't get the opportunity every day. But at the time of azan, we're getting a chance every day. Azan is called out, we got time, sometimes we're sitting here between azan and iqamah. Beautiful time to make dua. This hadith is teaching us that duas are rarely rejected at this time. So therefore we should try and take advantage of this time before salah in engaging in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.